All right, welcome to today's laboratory experiment here at the Brighteon.com studios. Today we're looking at infant formula. So let's go directly to the side shot there. Yeah, we've got five infant formula products, all the way from so-called Pure Bliss Irish Farms, which is actually just Abbott Laboratories. It's just the dried milk is from Ireland. You got, what do you have? There's an organic brand here from Nature's One. That's the baby, the, I don't know, something baby. You got Bobby Organic Nutritionals. You got Infamil Neuro Pro, Similac 360 Total Care, and I already mentioned the Pure Bliss. Okay, so here's the question. We are being told by some food advocates or clean food advocates that these infant products are loaded with toxic metals. And under Secretary Kennedy, HHS, they have even launched a new effort to try to get these infant food manufacturers to clean up their products, they say, and remove the metals from their products. So, of course, since we have a laboratory with mass spec instruments, two ICP-MS instruments in our lab right now, I decided to take samples of these and test them all for metals. Toxic elements, let's look for cadmium, mercury, lead, let's look at arsenic, let's look at even maybe aluminum as well. So what results did we find? Well, let's see, let's go down the list. So babies only organic infant formula, lead and mercury, zero parts per billion. And our instrument goes down below one part per billion on those, by the way, so that's zero. Cadmium, one part per billion, which is essentially nothing. No problem with cadmium, no problem with lead, no problem with mercury. Okay, Bobby Organic. Oh, I guess we have two organics. Mercury and lead levels. Guess what? Zero, big fat zero right there. Cadmium, two parts per billion. Also, no problem, no big deal. No red alert, nothing. Okay, let's go to Enfamil Neuro Pro from Mead Johnson. More of a sort of mainstream brand, kind of processed infant formula. You might think, oh, it must be loaded with lead. Guess what? Zero lead, zero mercury. Cadmium is five parts per billion, which is still essentially nothing. No problem with cadmium, no problem with mercury, no problem with lead. And by the way, the arsenic numbers are near zero on all these as well. I didn't even bother putting them on here because it's nothing. Okay, next, Similac 360 Total Care, Similac. What is the lead number of? Oh, zero, also zero. Zero lead, zero mercury. Cadmium is only one part per billion, which again is essentially nothing in a food product. And then the last one, Pure Bliss. Is that the Irish Farms one? Yeah, Pure Bliss Irish Farms. Lead and mercury, zero. Total, zero. I mean, cadmium, two parts per billion, nothing. Now, so that tells me right away that the people that are sounding the alarm over metals in these infant formula products, they're barking up the wrong tree. They don't know much about metals and food science because I'm looking at this and I'm like, there's not a metals problem here. I mean, I've got a sample. Well, actually, it's right there in the incubator. I've got a sample of chemtrails fallout that's 18,000 parts per billion lead. It's there. It's in the orange incubator right there. We're actually trying to sprout it, whatever's in there. That's got mercury in it. That's got lead. That's got cadmium, very high levels, and aluminum off the charts. And like that sample, which was collected by Dr. Jane Ruby, that sample also has crazy high copper and zinc and barium in it as well. But I'm not seeing any crazy levels of any elements in the infant formula. Now, what about aluminum? Well, okay, so the Nature's One organic, you know, 2,800 parts per billion aluminum. Bobby's organic, 3,600 plus parts per billion aluminum. And so on. They're all in the 2,000 to 3,000 range, which is totally normal. You would find that in tomatoes. You'd find that in green beans. You'd find that in apples, you know. Why? Because Everything is grown in dirt. Well, I mean, most things are grown in dirt, not the hydroponics, but most of your food is grown in dirt, and dirt has aluminum in it. There's aluminum in all the fresh produce, all the food, and that's why your body has a natural process to get rid of aluminum, which is important. Aluminum is toxic if you don't eat enough fiber, you don't have enough fresh fruit and vegetables to push it on through and bind with it and get it out of your body. So aluminum at these levels, also not a problem. So I don't know what people are talking about when they say, oh, there's a metals problem in the infant formula. And I think that HHS is on a wild goose chase looking at metals in these products. That's not the problem. You want to know what the problem is, in my opinion? The seed oils. These are made with like safflower oil and sunflower oil and some infant formulas, although I don't think the ones here. Some infant formulas have corn syrup solids as the number one ingredient. That's a problem. You're feeding babies basically, you know, sugar milk water, which is horrible for their health. Plus, in some cases, some products have pro-inflammatory oils, the seed oils. So I don't have a problem with the metals. There's basically almost no metals in these at all. But there's something else that is worth pointing out that I don't like in these products. And we're going to demonstrate that with chalk right here. So chalk, we're going to take, let's just try a piece of chalk. Oh, this is going to make a racket. Let's try a piece of chalk in this blender, which will probably break the blender. This is, oh my gosh, it's already fizzing. Here we go. This is going to be loud. We're going to blend up. We're going to make a chalk smoothie. Okay, you got that? Here you go. Food for your baby. Why? Because every one of these products has chalk in it in the form of calcium carbonate. What is chalk made out of? Calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate is a cheap, very low bioavailable form of calcium that I would never feed to a baby if I had a baby. It's in all these products, and it allows them to say on the label, hey, contains calcium, delivers calcium. In a form that goats can use really well because they have multiple stomachs. But for human babies, calcium carbonate is not the preferred source, in my opinion, as a nutritionist. I'm not saying it's toxic. And since we did test for lead, we know that the calcium they use in these infant formulas is not contaminated with lead. We didn't see any levels of lead at all. So that's a good sign. So the calcium carbonate they're using is a clean form of it. But still, calcium carbonate, you can't do better than that in the minerals. I mean, in fact, if you look at the minerals on these products, almost all of them are the cheapest, you know, least bioavailable minerals that you can source. Again, that doesn't mean they're toxic. It's just that it's not the best nutrition that you could have, you know, not even close, in my opinion. You'll get much better forms of calcium in plants and in mother's milk. You know, you get a much more superior form of minerals from breast milk, obviously. And then some of these claim, like, this is our closest formula to breast milk. I think the one on top there, whatever that one is, it said, like, this is our closest formula to breast milk. And it's really far from breast milk. How can you even say it's close to breast milk? It's nothing like breast milk in my view. It's like powdered milk and sunflower oil and, you know, chalk dust and whatever else. That's not breast milk. In my opinion, that's just processed junk food. But it's not contaminated with heavy metals. And no, these companies obviously didn't pay me, you know, to do this because they probably don't like some of the things I'm saying. But as a scientist, as a food scientist, I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm going to tell you what I like about it and what I don't like about it. And I can tell you from these results, all the alarm about the heavy metals and infant formula, nonsense. It's complete bunk. And the people saying that don't know what they're talking about. They don't understand how to read heavy metals results. They don't know the difference between parts per billion and parts per million. They don't have the instruments. They don't have the experience. I mean, myself and my lab, we've tested, I don't know, well over 10,000 food samples for 12 years. It's probably way more than that. I've seen everything in the food industry. I've seen all the metals across everything. I've seen the arsenic in the, you know, in the seaweed products. I've seen the lead in calcium supplements. I know what I'm looking at. And this, the lead levels in this are zero. Mercury, zero. Cadmium's near zero. Arsenic, near zero. Aluminum, totally within a normal range. Not a problem. So, folks, if you're going to freak out about infant formula, freak out about the right things. You know, don't go crazy over something that's not a problem. And HHS, Secretary Kennedy, HHS is wasting its time telling infant food manufacturer, formula manufacturers to get the metals out of their food. You don't even have metals in there. So it's a complete waste of time. You know, HHS, you should be getting the vaccines out of these kids is what you should be doing. You want to help kids be healthier. Stop giving them autism with the MMR jabs, for God's sake. You know, but don't pawn it off on infant formula companies. They're not making kids autistic. It's the vaccine companies that are doing that. And I'm not a fan of these companies here. I mean, again, a lot of this is just processed. I call it processed junk food for babies. I'm not a fan of them, but if you want to save the lives of infants and help them be healthier, you got to look at vaccines, not this stuff. This isn't dangerous, toxic stuff here. The vaccines are. That's where you need to be looking. In the meantime, you know, have a chalk smoothie. Because that's what people are drinking and taking with their calcium carbonate supplements. Yeah, I'm not going to eat it. No. Maybe I'll give it to my goats later. But I don't take calcium carbonate. I'm not into calcification of everything. Get high-quality minerals, high-quality supplements. You know, speaking of that, by the way, shop with us, healthrangerstore.com. Everything that we sell is laboratory-tested. We test for heavy metals. We test for glyphosate. Show my laptop here. I've got the site up here. We actually do the testing. We test for E. coli and salmonella. We have ultra clean foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements, sale items, multiple different categories, personal care, preparedness, you name it. Home products that are ultra clean. We don't use toxic synthetic fragrances. We don't use, you know, food dyes, none of that garbage. Almost everything is lab tested, you know, completely non-GMO. We buy almost nothing from China other than goji berries, and we just have the cleanest food and supplements in the world. And we know what we're talking about when I mention laboratory testing. Hey, I got a microscope right here, actually. We should put some of that infant formula under the microscope, but we're not going to see anything interesting. It's just going to be white powder. You know, so what? It's just, oh, here's some white powder. It's milk powder. I mean, you're not going to see anything under the microscope. So, folks, eat clean, shop for clean foods, feed your babies clean organic foods and superfoods. Stop jabbing them with all these unnecessary and toxic jabs and the MMR, which has live virus shedding. You know, look, you want healthy kids, stop poisoning them. And vaccines are the main vector that you want to look at. So, thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We'll bring you more science videos here on Brighteon.com. And you can also catch me on X at Health Ranger. You'll find me on Brighteon.social at Health Ranger and also Telegram at Real Health Ranger. Thank you for your support and thank you for your concern about this. And thank you for supporting us so that we can actually afford the instruments and the lab time to do all this testing and tell you the truth about this. So, hey, have a great day, everybody. Go out and drink some chalk. Yeah, it'll make you whiter. For those of you who, if your baby's not white enough, have a chalk smoothie. It'll make your baby more white. No. And then they can be punished at the university for being white. That's the way it works today. Okay, thanks for watching today. Take care. We've got a new product at the Health Ranger store called Oat Milk Powder. Here it is. Available now, and it's got just one ingredient, which is oats. I mean, check it out. It's loaded with natural minerals, and it's about 5% fat, organic oat milk powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, and it's a great base for lots of smoothies. You know, I make my smoothies every day, and I started putting it in here as well. Just gives it an extra rich and sweet taste, actually. Oat milk powder is naturally kind of sweet. And if you really want to jazz it up, you can add a banana to it, or you can put whey protein in it. Let me show you what I have on my desk here, just some ideas of some of the things that I use in my smoothies, because you know, I've been living on a smoothie for breakfast and lunch for like 20 years now. And so I'll use like cocoa energize, I'll use whey protein, I'll put broccoli sprouts in it for the sulforaphane, and there's the oat milk powder. I also use turmeric powder and then instant coffee sometimes, but those are currently out of stock at our store, so you have to check back on those later. And you can use anthocyanins for fruit-based smoothies, etc. But now I use a big Vitamix blender, but for those of you who want to have something more convenient for your office that's portable, we now carry the Blendy portable blenders at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for Blendy, B-L-E-N-D-I, and there's a couple different sizes there. Now, these clearly are not as strong as a Vitamix, but they're portable, great for at the workplace, great for travel. You know, you can use it in a hotel room, or, you know, you can use it on the go. You can use it, you know, traveling or in an RV or what have you. And these can blend up, you know, bananas and all these different powders and the new oat milk powder that we have as well quite successfully. And if you want to make my smoothie, it's really just put in like half an avocado and half of a big banana into the blendy with some of these other powders, like, you know, cacao powder and whey protein powder, a little bit of turmeric powder, etc. And then you're going to get a smoothie really close to what I drink every single day. So that's how you do it. And we've got these products and so much more available at healthrangerstore.com, where every purchase helps support our network and our effort to bring you technologies and solutions and knowledge for human empowerment, life, liberty, and happiness. So thank you for your support for shopping at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for all your support. Take care.